Indeed, the Word of God is the greatest place of wisdom, right? And we get to do it again as we dig deep into the scriptures and find all it has to teach us. One lesson at a time, one lesson per day, per week with Pearls of Wisdom really just goes a very long way in the life of a believer. And so we're grateful to you, Dr. Pearl Coupe. You come every week and you share with us these pearls of wisdom from the Word of God. And I know for a fact that they are having a great impact in our walk. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Z. It's always an honor to be here on this platform to be able to just encourage one another. Iron sharpens iron. And yes, a big shout out to our Radio Impact listeners. It's a new week, brand new week, and it's a great season to be in. You know, in this season, we are celebrating Christ and celebrating especially the aspect and fact that He died. He was crucified first, and then He died, and then after He died, He was resurrected. So we're going to be doing a three-part series on that and just trying to practicalize it so that we can know what are the things we need to think about in this season, in this time, and make sure that this, the act, what He did, really is meaningful to us as individuals, as a church, as families. It's meaningful beyond the cross buns, hot cross buns, you know, because we cannot just eat hot cross buns on this day and think it's done. And then, you know, and overdose. We OD on chocolate Easter bunny eggs and chickens and all of that. And you overeat. No, that's actually not what this season is about, family. And I'm not condemning anybody who is going to eat those hot cross buns or whatever it is. All I'm saying is that this season means much more. Much more than that. So after you maybe eat the hot cross buns, let's reflect on actually what the season means. So we're going to be doing this three-part series, and this is part one of it. And we're going to be today focusing on crucifixion. And then in part two, we're going to be looking at His death and what things in our own lives need to die. And part three, we're going to be looking at resurrection, because that's the showstopper moment. Is He, you know, He didn't stay dead, but He rose. And the resurrection aspect. So then we're going to look at what things need to be resurrected in our lives, because it's possible some things died that were not supposed to die. And what are those things that possibly need to be resurrected in our life? So yeah, here we go with the crucifixion, starting with crucifixion. And of course, the question that I want to ask us, because as I said, this is a moment of self-reflection where we reflect and where we conduct a personal inventory. Christ was crucified, yes, but there are also things that need to be crucified in our own lives.
Ooh.
And that's the first question I want to ask ourselves is, family, what are the things that need to be crucified in our lives? Let's interrogate, let's have a self-reflection, moment of self-interrogation to say, what are those things that need to be crucified, that need to be killed, that need to be killed? And the first thing I want to talk about is flesh. Ooh, nama. You see this nama. And it's good that in South Africa, we have our own saying. We say chisanyama. So
that's it.
So I do want to say that most people, when you say chisanyama, they think of braai vleis and they think of braaied meat. But in actual fact, when you actually break down what chisanyama means, it actually means to burn, you know, like burn the meat, burn the flesh. So that's my word to you today. It's chisanyama. And chisanyama is not about braaiing, but I'm saying burn the flesh.
Yeah.
Let the flesh in us be burned. So that's your hashtag for the week. Hashtag chisanyama. And it's your own nyama. Yeah. It's not the beef nyama. It's not the rump steak nyama or the sirloin or the, what's my favorite again? Ribeye. It's not the ribeye nyama. It's your nyama. It's chisanyama. Burn the nyama. Burn the flesh out there. Galatians 5:24-26 says it like this. It says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And then it says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying one another. So chisanyama, we have to chisanyama. Why? Because there are certain passions and desires. If we don't chisanyama, some of those passions are going to derail us. Some of those desires are going to take us out. Flesh has passions and desires. Let's talk about the sexual aspect. So if you're married, if you're not married, let's say, you got to chisanyama that, yeah, lust and the flesh, etc. You need to put yourself in places where that nyama is not going to rise up. The flesh is not going to rise up. You can't be watching certain things and not expect the flesh to rise. So you've got to put boundaries in your life. You can't be watching pornography or even movies that may not be pornography per se, but movies that are very erotic still, you know, and always about certain kind of themes, and not expect the nyama, the flesh, to arise. So you have to be careful and guard your eye gates in terms of making sure that the passions and desires, that flesh, does not rise up. You have to chisanyama, ungodly passions, lust for and love of money for material possessions. That is a serious challenge this generation has. Everybody's just looking to make a quick buck, and they don't care how they do it, whether it's legal or illegal, ethical or unethical. It's always about chasing the bag. That's what they call it. I'm after the bag. I'm after the bag. No, you can't do that. You can't love money and serve God at the same time. That's what Matthew 6:24 says. So chisa the nyama in terms of lust for money and material things. And we're not saying that money is evil or a demon. We're just saying that treat it, put it in its place. It's not, it must never be above God. And know and understand that money must serve you. You and I do not serve money. We do not become their money servant. Money is there to serve us, to serve God's purpose, to help feed the widows, the orphans, and all those kingdom things that need to be done. So don't become a slave. Don't become a slave to money. Let money be a slave to you. So we need to crucify the flesh of all those things. That's what Galatians 5:24-26 is telling us. And then it's telling us that we need to live by the Spirit and keep in step with the Spirit. So this is what's going to happen. If you don't chisanyama and crucify that flesh, then you're not going to be able to keep in step with the Spirit of God. It's going to be a stumbling block. It's going to be a hindrance because you are just after the bag, after all of these things, and you can't keep in step. You can't be that son that's described in Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Now, if nyama, chisa nyama is not burnt, you can't walk in sonship because you're guided by passions, earthly, worldly passions and desires and flesh like that. So we need to crucify chisanyama. That's the hashtag. Crucify the flesh, where we don't just do things that are only pleasing to us. And it's easy to tell, you know, even by the way we pray. I'm telling you, some of our prayers, we have never prayed for anybody else. We don't pray for the nations. We don't pray for leaders. We don't pray for the disadvantaged or underprivileged. It's always a shopping grocery list of our own passions and desires. And this is what James 4:3-5 says. It says, you ask God, I'm reading the Amplified version. You ask God for something and do not receive it. Why? It says, because you ask with wrong motives. Out of selfishness or with an unrighteous agenda. And then it continues to say, so that when you get what you want, you may spend it on your hedonistic desires. That's a big word. It just means your selfish carnal desires, your hedonistic desires. Then it says, you adulteresses, disloyal sinners, flirting with the world, and breaking your vow to God. Do you not know that being the world's friend and loving the things of the world is being God's enemy? So whoever chooses to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. And then it talks about, or do you think that the scripture says to no purpose that the human spirit which he has made to dwell in us lusts with envy? So that's very, very important there. Like I said, you can tell somebody whose flesh is still up there by the prayers that they pray. if they're just prayers about themselves and their needs and what they want, then I would suggest to you that perhaps there's still a lot of flesh in there that needs to be chisanyamad and crucified. And then the last part of Galatians 5:26, it also talks about pride, and it talks about pride and envy. So those are the two things also I want to leave us with in this session to say, what else do we need to crucify? Pride. Woo! Pride is a big one. Pride, and again, going back to social media. Woo! Social media will feed that pride in you, because it's all about getting followers. It's all about branding yourself. It's all about making yourself look better than you actually look and collecting followers. And so it has a way of really pulling out pride in us that, oh, I've got 300,000 followers, so I'm the man, I'm the girl, etc. I'm an influencer. So be careful. Be careful of that pride, because the Bible tells us that pride comes before a fall. And it instructs us to humble ourselves before the hand of God so that He can exalt us. And the good thing about when God exalts you, Z, is that He exalts you for kingdom benefit and purpose. It's not an exaltation just so you can look good and post yourself on Facebook. It's an exaltation that puts you, positions you in a place that you can do more good and you can help people. So His exaltation at the end of the day is so that you're in a position to help people more. And we also need to crucify, lastly, the aspect of envy. We got to crucify envy because, ooh, lefufa, jealousy. You know, the Tswana people, we talk about serious jealousy. And then we talk about lefufa lela peilweng, which means cooked jealousy, where you are so jealous that the jealousy has literally been marinated overnight. You know, it's steeped and marinated, and then it's cooked. That's how deep the jealousy is. So when you don't have love for others, and when you have a lot of pride and you think you're better than others, when other people start doing well, that lefufa, that jealousy, that envy will manifest. And then you start sabotaging others. You belittle them. You're critical of them. You're all sorts of other things like that. So yeah, let's crucify pride. Let's crucify envy. Let's crucify all forms of self that are in us. The flesh, the flesh that is trying to operate and rear its ugly head in us so that we can fulfill the kingdom mandate. Christ was crucified so that it could benefit us. Sure. And we must also crucify certain aspects of our behavior, of our conduct, so that we can become Christ-like.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Pearl. We'll see you again next week.
Hallelujah.